The Smithfield Packing Plant in Tar Heel is a sprawling site. The 1 million square foot facility is the largest pork processing plant in the world. Live hogs come in one end and come out the other end, boxed and packaged, ready to sell. More than 5,000 people work at the plant, and for years, many have complained about working conditions. This time, hundreds of mostly Hispanic workers walked off the job and protested on Smithfield grounds. Union organizer Eduardo Pina translates for workers.
¿Por qué la planta no quiere aceptar que tengamos un sindicato o hacer un contrato? Si es tan fácil hacerlo, nada más un contrato y ya, nos vamos a trabajar.
Okay, obviamente, hay unos pasos legales que hay que tomar. Por eso sí. Yo no soy abogado y no, y no, y estamos. They say that they want some type of permanent solution. They want some type of resolution to this problem. Why is the company doesn't want to, you know, do that? And I said, of course, that's why they're going to meet.
Workers say Thursday's walkout was sparked by the recent firings of several employees. Smithfield spokesman Dennis Pittman admits between 35 and 40 workers at the Tar Heel plant were fired because their social security numbers did not match their names and they weren't able to resolve the discrepancy. And there could be more firings. Pittman says Smithfield was asked by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to voluntarily participate in what's called the IMAGE program. IMAGE was set up to help companies cut down on the number of illegal hires in the country. But Pittman says he thinks the walkout has more to do with the movement to unionize workers than the firings.
This has nothing to do with what's taken place from a Social Security standpoint. This is simply a ploy by the UFCW to use an unfortunate situation to try to force a union on people who have twice voted not to have a union.
The UFCW is the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. About a dozen protesters picketed Smithfield from across Highway NC-87. They wore bright yellow T-shirts reading UFCW. The organization has been trying to unionize the Smithfield Tar Heel plant for more than a decade. Gene Bruskin is with the Commercial Workers Union.
The bigger picture here is that the workers want a voice. There are immediate issues that they're, you know, these firings that they want to address, but it's part of a long train of abuses.
A representative from the North Carolina Council of Churches was also at the demonstration, and so was the North Carolina AFL-CIO. Mary McMillan is an officer.
Yeah. You know, Smithfield has this tactic of trying to divide and conquer workers and pit groups of workers against each other. And I'm here to say the labor movement will not be divided and that there are union members all over the state of all different colors who stand with these workers.
Union elections were held at Smithfield in 1994 and in 1997. The push for a union failed, but organizers accused the company of illegally intimidating and firing workers to influence the vote. Smithfield was cited for numerous violations by the National Labor Relations Board. While workers protested next to the plant, one worker, still wearing her white hairnet, stood alone near the highway. Ronnie Simmons tells me she's helped box hog parts at the plant for 10 years, 4 months, and 16 days. What do you think about all this? I see you have your sign in your hand.
Loving it. Loving it. This is the day I've been waiting on. I've been waiting on this day right here.
Simmons says there is a lot of, quote, blood, sweat, and tears inside the Tar Heel plant. She says this protest gives her hope for a union one day.
I knew this day was going to come, and I know we needed somebody to help us, and we got the help, so I'm here. I'm going to be here. If they fire me, I could say, well, I stood up for my rights. And nobody can take my rights from me.
Smithfield officials say the public demonstration will not lead to firings. But the protests will continue on into the holiday season. In coming weeks, the Justice at Smithfield campaign is planning to picket about a dozen grocery stores that sell Smithfield products. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.